This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum, Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Sallallahu wa sallam, wa baraka, Nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, tasliman kathira thumma ma ba'd. Do you guys still remember what chapter we're reading from? What chapter are we reading from? La ilaha illallah, Jama'ah. We've been doing this for the past few weeks. What chapter is this? Al-yaqeen wa tawakkul. Certainty and reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadith number 81, Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he's bringing another hadith that shows us where tawakkul is needed the most and how powerful this tawakkul can be when you're in some of the most vulnerable positions in your life. And he's bringing an example from the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhuma qala, نظرت إلى أقدام المشركين ونحن في الغار وهم على رؤوسنا فقلت يا رسول الله لو أن أحدهم نظر تحت قدميه لأبصرنا فقال ما ظنك يا أبا بكر باثنين الله ثالثهما. In this hadith, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, he is telling the story when he was hiding with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the cave of Thawr. Do you guys know the cave of Thawr? And the cave of Thawr has something to do with which part of the seer of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Hijrah, al-Hijrah. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, him and Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, they decided to flee Medina to go to Mecca to go to Medina, right? Obviously the Meccans would not allow it. So they put a prize on their heads. And the whole Arabian Peninsula went in frenzy looking for them. Because you're talking about $1 million per head. They said 100 camel per person. And if you can get them both, you got 200 camels. Back in those days, 100 camel like saying a millionaire. When someone has 100 camel, oh, he's a millionaire. That's what it meant for them back in the days. So somebody from nothing to a million millionaire, or from zero to 100 camel, that's a big deal. So they went in a frenzy looking for Bakr as-Siddiq and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Part of the brilliance of the plan of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is when they left Mecca, where did they go? They go to the south. And where's Medina, Jama'ah? North. Why did he go to the south? Because the least expected. That's the least expected. People, they expect him to go to Medina, so they're going to cut him off from the north. So the Prophet ﷺ's plan was to go down to the south and hide over there in one of the most unexpected places, of course, in the Arabian Peninsula. I don't know how many of you have been to the cave over there. Anyone went to the cave of Jama'ah? Not Hira, Thawr. The cave of Thawr. If you go to the cave of Thawr, literally, if you stand on the bottom of the mountain and look up, you can't even tell. You cannot even see it. Because it just blends in the whole rocky mountain, and you can't even tell that it's a cave. How these people figured it out? Subhanallah. Somehow, from one story to another story, rumors here and there, eventually, they were able to find their way to the cave. So they went up that mountain and went to the cave. And that cave is a very small cave. And by the way, just to let you know, that cave, to get in there, it's so tiny, and if you're claustrophobic, you're probably going to pass out on the way in. Because it's so tiny, and you have to kind of go from underneath into the cave and the hole somewhere, like a chamber somewhere in there. So Abu Bakr as-Siddiq said, as we were there, and they start hearing the voices of the people of Mecca. They heard the voices, and they're coming closer and closer. By the time they arrive at the cave, they were kind of like asking themselves, is that possible, could be here? And subhanAllah, somehow they said, no, let's get out of here. And they left. Now Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, he was telling us the story over here. Like he said, he was gasping for air. He was just catching his breath. He was so scared. And then when they left, he turned to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, qala ya Rasulullah, if one of them just looked underneath their feet, like if they just looked down there, if they peeked down there, they would have seen us. Like they were almost there, they could have seen us. فَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالَ مَا ظَنُّكَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ بِثْنَيْنِ اللَّهُ وَثَالِثُهُمَا. Oh, Abu Bakr, what do you think of the two with whom Allah is the third? Like, what are you talking about? Allah is with us. We have the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that cave. Allah is watching. Allah is protecting us. Now, that statement comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even narrated the story for us in the Quran. ثانية اثنين ذهما في الغارد يقول صاحبي لا تحزن إن الله معنا. He's telling his friend, it's okay, Allah's with us. Don't be sad, Allah's with us, he said to him. For that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us the level of confidence the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now obviously, you know, we say, look, I mean, he's the messenger of Allah. He went to Isra wal Mi'raj and he had seen many things. Of course, his certainty is way above there. So there's no comparison. But that's the thing. That's the thing. His level of confidence, it doesn't come from just assumptions. That's why when the Sahaba, they saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how confident he is, how much certain he is, they couldn't believe that certainty is from nothing. It couldn't be a certainty of someone who's lying. That level of reliance, that level of confidence, it comes from absolute certainty, which means he truly believes in what he's preaching, which means he is absolutely certain about it. He's seen something. And that's why they believed in him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even as they were going through the trip towards Mecca, to Medina. And as they were going there, and they've been chased after by the Arab, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, he was so scared for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be moving, you know, ahead, he would sometimes go from in front of him. And then he brings his camel behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he goes to the right side, from the left side. Like he keeps circling around the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fearing that the attack might come from one of those corners. So he keeps going around to protect the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said the Prophet ﷺ would be riding the back of the camel and he'd be reciting Quran. Just making dhikr, reciting Quran. The level of confidence. He is looking for that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him that peace and tranquility. Why is that? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُوا قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَّا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُوا الْقُلُوبُ. Those who have faith and their hearts find peace and tranquility through the remembrance of Allah. Because indeed, through the remembrance of Allah, the heart will find peace and tranquility. I don't know about you guys, but maybe some people right now, they're trying to avoid watching the news because we don't know which one is going to be the loser, all right? And as a result, what's going to happen to the ummah and the people, everybody's just kind of like worried. Rest assured, they are not in control. They are not in control no matter how much they think they are. Who's in control of Jama'ah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how much power they think they possess in their hands, who's in control of Jama'ah? I hope you have that absolute confidence and absolute yaqeen and certainty in your heart that it is indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he showed that yaqeen and reliance on Allah azza. So like, imagine in the most vulnerable moment when you feel that you're going to be attacked by the enemy and you're not having no escape. You're in a cave. Where are you going to go? There's no escape. In that moment, still the Prophet ﷺ says, it's okay, Allah's with us. He's gonna protect us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all that protection, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah to protect our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Ya Allah, we ask you to protect them and shelter them from any harm, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Protect this community, this masjid, this jama'ah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And protect all our jama'ah in America, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah to protect us and izz al-Islam wa al-Muslimin fi kulli makan, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Any question, jama'ah? سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك